from the Ladbox Studios in Seattle, Washington. You're listening to Web Talk Guys Radio.
Thank you for listening today, and my name is Rob Greenlee, and I'm joined by my co-host, Dana.
Right over here, Rob. Well, website domain names, they're the backbone of why we find things on the internet, the communications glue that makes the web work. But what about if the domain name you want is taken? Finding an alternative can be really challenging and frustrating.
Yes, it can, and our guest today on the show is got a terrific solution for that, and his name is Mike Mann, and he's the president of buydomains.com, and he knows the value of a premium domain, and he's also passionate about how the domain name industry giant VeriSign has recently gone too far.
It's just unbelievable how they would believe that they have the right to steal every single internet address in the world. VeriSign Network Solutions, they don't have to pay a cent. They just stole every single possible combination of letters, and that was because the government handed them a monopoly years ago, and they've been abusing it over and over and over, and the government does not hold them to account for anything. It's the biggest joke I've ever seen, and it's just the insider's club of stealing the internet.
It's time for a brief summary of what we found interesting this week on the web, and we heard a lot from you guys this week about our show last week. We want to share some of your thoughts. Well, Internet Video Magazine announced recently their pick of the top 10 video sites for watching music videos. And we all like watching streaming video, don't we?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And it seems like on television, it's harder and harder to watch music videos because, like, MTV just doesn't play them as often. So it's forcing us to all go online to find these music videos.
Well, you know, I have to mention, we've been locked out from watching them online because, for the most part, we can't download anymore, and that's how I used to see my videos.
Well, yeah, through Kazaa and some of those peer-to-peer networks, yeah.
But these are free, and they're legal. The first one that they recommend is artistsdirect.com. They have a huge selection of formats, whether you're into country or hip-hop.
The Boards music video at boardsmag.com is another place to check out to get those.
They actually focus on the style and imagery kind of videos. Mm-hmm. The next one is Blastro.com. I like that one. They have really original programming and videos. InternetTV.com is a really busy site. They have all kinds of stuff, and it's just jammed in there.
And also Launch.com, which offers thousands of great music videos for free, but you have to register with Yahoo to get those.
Lycos TV at tv.lycos.com spotlights the new stuff, but what's really cool is they have an extensive archive of those older music videos, so if you're from the 80s, you might like to see those.
And the site mp4.com, not mp3.com, but mp4.com, and they offer a great selection of music videos that run the gamut from pop to electra to hip-hop to country, so you can get a lot of stuff. And then, obviously, MTV.com is another terrific place to go, and Rolling Stone magazine has a terrific selection of music videos as well.
If you wanted to support the independent artists out there, go to MSSvision.com, where you can see videos that you won't see anywhere else.
This list came from the Internet Video Magazine at InternetVideoMagazine.com.
Also, if you go there, not only will you see the links to all the ones we just mentioned, but they'll teach you how to create videos yourself for the web.
What a service.
All right. Last week's show, we had a guest on. That yes. would be Mitch Radcliffe. He's been a longtime supporter of the show, been a co-host for many years mm-hmm. in previous times. I really encourage everybody to go back and listen to last week's show in our archives to see what we're about to talk about. But we had more feedback from everyone who listened than pretty much any show in our five-year history, maybe with the exception of the last time Mitch was on.
Or, frankly, our show on PETA. We actually had a guest on from PETA that sparked a lot of thoughts from our listeners that were not always the most positive. This time we got a balance of listeners telling us good and bad things about talking about politics on our
well,
show.
That's
it's not something
it.
We typically do.
I think we need to explain that Mitch is a very opinionated guy. He has a very high-profile A-list type of blog, and he espouses a lot of political opinions. Mitch is more of the liberal, shall we
say.
Yeah,
very much so.
More of the Democrat, And Rob, why don't you read the first one we got? We'll share a bunch of them with you.
Well, Rich Schlott wrote us an email, and he says he loves our show, but he thought that the interview was BS and was really disappointed in the stumping that was going on. He expected to learn about technology and what was going on, and he definitely didn't like the fact that we were talking about politics on our show and thought that we should stick to technology. And nerds are not anti-democratic or anti-republican, were typically independents. And I tend to agree with that because I'm that way as well. I'm not Democrat or Republican, but I definitely have an opinion on this stuff, but it doesn't really necessarily belong in our show. But his comment, too, was the only politics he wants to hear about are the Oracle versus Microsoft controversy and the Linux debate out there, and that's what we should stick to. I agree with him.
And just so we get a little international perspective, because actually, you know, 50% of our listeners come from outside the United States, but they are attuned to U.S. politics. Mike from Adelaide in South Australia wrote, and he said, "This show was the one I most enjoyed this year." He says, "Mitch brought a whole lot of life to your program." We're boring without Mitch.
Yeah, I guess so.
He says, "I really especially enjoyed his political comments. He knows what he's talking about, and he tells it well, and he has a dry sense of humor. He's magnificent." Boy, Mitch is going to be really happy to hear this. Mike goes on to say that Australia is really well attuned to what George W. Bush is doing and has done in the past, because the USA is a big part of their lives there in Australia. He says, especially since their prime minister did his best to become best buddies with George W. and threw us into the war.
Mm-hmm.
Mike from Australia really encourages Mitch to be a regular part of our show, and he really would like to have sort of a Rob and Mitch catch-up time. So that should be very entertaining, but, you know, we might have to temper that a little bit, Mike. Thanks for your suggestion.
This is fascinating, the email from Mike being from South Australia, because it's an international view on the whole topic that was talked about with Mitch on the show. So I think that it's fairly reflective of how people may think overseas about us as well. So good to hear from listeners overseas about this issue as well. We also heard from Randall Shepard, and he's with inetprovider.com, and he's actually down in the Portland, Oregon area. Was listening to us for the first time, thought that he was listening to a technology show, and was surprised to hear us talking about politics, and felt that he could tune into other shows to listen to politics. He also said, "What happened to fair and balanced discussion on your show?" Well, Randall, we appreciate your comments, and we definitely will bring a more fair and balanced approach to our discussion on technology and any issues on our show, because I think that's what our listeners want to hear, and obviously that's what you want to hear about. And thank you for the email.
Finally, I want to mention we heard from Chris Mullins. He is from Atlanta, Georgia, works for iconologic.com. Also a first-time listener. He said it was interesting to hear the political bias. He says he's not really personally attuned to either of the two major parties, but he said it was disturbing to hear the criticism of our government. And we did hear others from you that were pretty taken aback about talking bad about our government. But really, I just want to say that was primarily the view of our guest, Mitch. He's a very opinion person. And
well, and he's felt this way about the federal government for a long time, so there's nothing new there.
Chris did say that he didn't want us to confuse his comment as an expression of a political view. He's very apolitical, he said.
He doesn't want to stand on either side of the fence either. Yeah.
But he does emphasize that please stay topical and bring us all back to the internet. We want to hear about the internet.
And that's the big message that we've gotten from all of you, is that we need to be balanced on the show, and we will do that.
Robert Seals from Cripple Creek, Colorado, in beautiful Rocky Mountains, said that from where he stands, he's a hardcore Republican, and the show was extremely upsetting. He says, "I used to listen to your show, but we know that segment that bashed George Bush." He says it was very tasteless. He's considering running off and not listening to us again, but we hope to bring him back into the fold. Basically, we answered everybody who wrote us, and thank you very much. We want you to know that we are going to stick with internet topics from now on, for the most part.
But it was great hearing from everybody, and we appreciate the comments, and we hope that you keep writing us and sending us your thoughts about the show. And my email address is robg@webtalkguys.com, and Dana's is at dana@webtalkguys.com. Think of us as an open book, and we definitely want to hear from you, and we'll get as many of the emails on the show as we can.
Support for Web Talk Guys every week is provided by Compass Communications. They're a network and server colocation provider in Seattle. They're at ccom.net. Also, support provided by MailWiper.com. Get too many spam emails? You need to check out MailWiper.com, because they have the answer to help you weed out that spam.
And they have a new version coming out very soon. PayByCheck.com also provides support to the show, and they offer an easy way to accept payments via your e-commerce website, via your regular checking account. We would really appreciate if you give them all the support you can at paybycheck.com.
Mike Mann, president of buydomains.com, will be with us in just a moment to explain to us the value of a great domain name and his very strong opinion on what VeriSign Network Solutions is up to.
Stay connected. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
I think you've got something there, and I'll wait outside until you clean it up.
Hi, this is Rob Greenlee of WebTalk Guys Radio. I have a tip for you that will cut your inbox spam down to zero, guaranteed. The solution is a very powerful software plugin called MailWiper, and it cleaned my inbox of all my hundreds of unwanted emails and continues to do so every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. MailWiper currently works with Outlook and Outlook Express for Microsoft and supports multiple email accounts. Definitely stop deleting emails. Do your part to fight spam. MailWiper can be downloaded and installed in seconds and set up within a half an hour. There is no monthly fee or annual fees ever. Get your life back. I did. Go to MailWiper.com now and save over 40% off the regular $49.95 price. Get MailWiper now for $29.95 by visiting MailWiper.com. MailWiper comes with a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee and free technical support. Remember, save 40% now off of the regular $49.95 price by going to MailWiper.com right now.
The Web Talk Guys, here and now.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio, and thank you for listening today. My name is Rob Greenlee.
I'm Dana Greenlee. Website domain names, they're really the backbone, the way you find things on the internet. So consequently, I would call domain names the communications glue that makes the web work as well as it does. But for any new business or an existing business that would like to change their domain name, that selection process can be the most challenging and frustrating process that a business can undertake.
This process can oftentimes cause an existing business to change its name to fit a domain name because it's so hard to find a domain name because all of them have been taken. That is where our guest comes in. His name is Mike Mann. He's the president of buydomains.com, and we have him on the line to explain to us his site's unique perspective on domain names as another form of real estate, in this case, virtual real estate, and how many good value domain names are still available, but beyond the usual $8.95 or $35 registration price range that we're also used to. Mike, thanks for joining us on the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you.
How long has buydomains.com been around on the web?
We've been around about 5 years now.
Tell us a little bit about your core services. I think we're going to get the idea when you buy domains from you, but
yeah.
Tell us all of the services that you offer.
So the main services we offer are premium domain sales. So we sell, you know, the best of the best premium domains. Secondarily, we do domain registration service that comes with a variety of free value-added services that come with each registration. Then we have some ancillary services like web hosting services, search engine-related services, and a couple other things.
One-stop shop, really, is
yeah.
What you are.
As far as domain names and web hosting, we're definitely a one-stop shop.
It certainly seems like buydomains.com is focused on treating domain names as another form of real estate. Why don't you explain that concept to us and how you assign value to those names out there?
Domains really are real estate in some regards, but they're real estate on the web. You know, there's a certain amount of, let's say, space on the web, and that's determined ultimately by the number of eyeballs. So there's X million or billion people per day on the web, and you can carve up those eyeballs. They hit different websites, and therefore each website is sort of a piece of real estate, a piece of that larger globe of the internet. The better domain names in the world receive more traffic, and therefore they're better pieces of real estate. So location, location, location. As far as the valuation of it, we do pretty complex metrics, evaluation. We try to break down the domain into a multitude of characteristics. The software does a big piece of the evaluation, and at the end of the day, we have three of the world's best domain appraisers that come up with the ultimate prices of them. We can say that they're the world's best domain appraisers because they've sold dramatically more domains than any other parties in the world.
Wow, that's an occupation title I didn't know existed out there, but that makes sense.
Well, there's only a handful of people in the the world who actually do it and get the prices right.
Oh, I mean, I know that there's a lot of criteria in your you have this software and you have their criteria, but I think the one I know is .com is going to be more popular than any other. But there are other things that I would love it if you would touch on, like, you know, are hyphens important or not important,
sure,
and et cetera.
Well, let's just say, for example, .com is definitely the best thing. So any domain that you would change to a .net would instantly be worth roughly a quarter of what the .com is worth.
Mm-hmm.
Could be even worth less, or maybe a little more, but roughly we would say a .net is worth about a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
A .org is more situational. It's more meant for a charity. So for a charity, a .org is more valuable than a .com. But, you know, the org in general would be worth substantially less because they're targeted for charities ultimately. Mm-hmm. There's also all kinds of other alternative top-level domains, .biz, .us, .tv. .biz is okay, but worth substantially less than .com. .us is sort of okay. .tv, we do not like at all, unless you happen to own a unless you own a TV show, but
yeah,
there's only probably a few hundred people in the world that have a use for a TV show.
Exactly.
Also, we'd probably rather have bydomainstv.com rather than bydomains.tv. We have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. Are those other domain names going to get traction eventually? Is there some changes that maybe are coming that you're seeing that would cause those other domains to really have a purpose in the future? Because it really seems like they've struggled and it hasn't made a lot of sense for them to be used in most situations.
Great.
What's your thought on that?
What happens is there's essentially a flight to quality as people get confused about all the new offerings in the marketplace, but they know a .com domain will always have its branding value and cash value, for that matter, whereas anything else would be a significant risk. However, the other top-level domains are generally much less expensive on the secondary market or even as a registration compared to a .com on the secondary market. So people could buy them to test them, you know, use them as alternatives to protect their brand. Let's say if I own buydomains.com, I might want to register buydomains.net, buydomains.org, buydomains.biz, just to protect my brand in theory, but it's not necessarily important as long as you own the .com. That's the critical thing, because that's the one people would type in, let's say, by accident or if they were happened to be doing a search. There's lots of small companies that just can't afford a .com. If they want the best of the best, if their company's name is Video Design and they want videodesign.com, that might be a couple $1,000s. However, they might be able to pick up videodesign.net for almost next to nothing. So if they're a small business, they might choose the .net, and any substantial business would obviously be smarter to go with the sure thing, which is the .com.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, Mike, I know it used to be that when it was actually still possible, the fewest words that you could get in a domain was better. So if you got a five-letter domain name, excellent. Now, I know that maybe those aren't available now for $35 a year, but
Sure. Obviously
buy domains can probably scrounge up a few of those for a set price. But what do you have to say about the length of a domain name?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely true that the shorter the domain, the better. However, historically, people were trying to save space and they truncated their domain name. So I could be like, buydmns or something, buydmns, to try to save space. But in reality, that was bad for my brand. I was truncating my brand. And necessary to have your entire brand name spelled out regardless of the length. However, you could still use a truncated version also and point them all to the same website. What we recommend is anybody who's serious about their brand get every possible combination of their domain name and point it all to the same site, which is an example of services that we offer and most other registration companies would probably offer, would be forwarding service where you can forward all of your domains to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, we don't charge any extra for it.
That's nice.
I would also recommend people point everything related to their industry. So for you guys, if you would get, for example, you know, talkradio.com or webtalk.com, these are just random examples, but, you know, the more names similar to your core brand that you point to your site, the more traffic you'll have, the better you'll box out the competition, for example, just more accidental people visiting your site, which is always a benefit.
So that's what really what you're doing there is you're trying to go after the folks that are going into the browser bar and typing in the address directly and trying to guess what that might be to be able to find a particular website?
That's one big advantage, but you know, just using the right keywords, and particularly if you have them in the right order but with a .com at the end of them, the search engines pick up on that quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you had a fraternitylife.com, just picking up names here like usual, you know, and somebody went to the Google, Alta Vista, or Yahoo, there'd be a high probability that your site would come up as the top listing, and therefore you'd be driving more traffic to your real estate, and therefore your real estate would have better location, location, location. Your good domain name is like good real estate, and it attracts eyeballs, which is what makes your real estate valuable.
So really, domain names are really tied to search engine results, you know, trying to get yourself in search engine results. I know that you do offer the services of indexing and, you know, submitting to search engines, but if you have that generic name, it's going to put you way ahead of your competition, right?
That's a fact.
We're having a conversation with Mike Mann. He's president of BuyDomains.com. He's giving us his perspective on the domain name industry. More in a moment. You're listening to Web.Guys Radio.
I've been a bad, bad girl.
When I'm driving, I got a guy on the radio who talks to me. I can't see him, but he talks to me.
Oh, yeah!
Ah, blow my nose at you, so-called Afro King! You and all your silly English can...
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
Years from now, when you talk about this, and you will... Be kind.
If I begin to die, please take this off my head. This is not the way I wish to be remembered.
That makes the Pentagon, the Jet Propulsion Lab, and the Queen's Bank at Georgetown, Cayman Islands. I hacked into them all inside of 19 minutes, plus I reset your systems clock. Daylight savings. I got the job.
You got the job.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out.
It's really freaking me out, man.
Remember, only G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
Damage control is easy. Reading Klingon, that's hard.
My, people come and go so quickly here.
What's a dazzling urbanite like you doing in a rustic setting like this?
Elvis has left the building.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I want to see motion, movement. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And now back to our interview.
You're back with us on the Web Talk Guys World Radio Show, and my name is Rob Greenlee, and I've got Dana Greenlee in here.
And joining us as well is Mike Mann, president of BuyDomains.com. We're discussing that fascinating world of the value of the domain name. Tell me about where you get your inventory, because I know that you probably buy some. You probably have some that you're selling for other individuals. Just tell us the scoop, and if I had one I wanted to sell, let me know how I would go about that.
Most of the really high-value premium domains we purchase on auction, so we fight it out with other people on auction, and sort of a massive speculation wherein we buy really large volumes on auction, hoping that, you know, over the years we'll sell off, you know, the best of the best at a tidy profit, and that'll pay for the ones that we were unable to sell, for example. But we also buy a large volume as simple registrations.
So can a person find a different domain name by going to look at your database than going to look at some of the other ones that are out there at other competitive sites?
We're the exclusive market for about 250,000 of the best domains in the world.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a big inventory.
These are the best names. Lots of other sites sell our names on our behalf and receive a commission for helping sell them. But, you know, we're really the source of the very best unused names in the world.
Well, this is going to be a very transitory question, but I'm just curious. Do you have a favorite one that's still available? Of course, as soon as you say it, it won't be available.
Available for the public?
That you own, that's available for sale.
Of the ones we own?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite one is, but... about made.com.
Oh, really?
Well, that's a good one.
That's a short one.
M-A-I-D, yeah, or tasty.com. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I bet you those are very valuable. They're short, and they're very descriptive.
Yeah, those are, you know, probably the most valuable ones we have, for example. We also have broadcasting.net, which is pretty powerful.
Oh, yes.
What kind of dollar range are we talking about here with some of these domain names?
I mean, those particular ones are in the tens of thousands since they're the very best ones, but most of them are between a few hundred and a few thousand, depending on what kind of real estate it is.
You guys started back during the dot-com boom times, and you guys have been through the bust cycle here, too. Did you guys see a significant decline in the demand for domain names, like maybe 18 months ago, and is it starting to come back now?
Actually, we didn't see a decline in the demand, but we did in the sense that we saw a decline in the selling price.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everybody still wanted the best domains, but they just didn't want to pay for them because they didn't have any money.
Okay.
What's interesting is there was, you know, there's kind of a base level from a couple years ago of the approximate value of the domains, which declined maybe 25 to 35% during the bust. However, as time has gone on, even though the economy hasn't fully rebounded, the domain values have gone dramatically up because what happened is it was the learning curve. It took the entire world this many years to figure out how valuable premium domains are to their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of the economy, the perceived value has gone substantially up in the minds of the branding experts and the people who have to name their companies, name their products. They finally caught on to the extreme value of the dot-com brand. Even without the economy massively improving, the domain prices have spiked pretty substantially.
Now, anyone can come in and bid or buy one of your domains, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Anybody with a credit card.
Yeah. You'll take the order, right?
Yeah. Yep. And as a matter of fact, if you don't have a credit card, you could probably do a wire.
Well, I'd love it, Mike, if you could take us on a sort of an auditory tour of buydomains.com. Tell us what we'd see when we go there and how we would go about maybe searching for domains that we're interested in. Maybe we don't know exactly the name, but we want to get some choices of what you have.
Well, anybody can type in buydomains.com in their browser address bar. And when they get there, there's all kinds of options and a lot of stuff that explains about the company in general. But when it gets right down to it, there's the two main spots for domain searching. One is for searching premium domains. And to search a premium domain, you would type in the keyword you like money, broadcasting, school, etc., etc. You could do a search by keyword, and that'll pull up all the names matching your search. Or you could go through the directory and search, you know, by category, any category you could imagine, hobbies, religion, sales and marketing, Spanish and French terms, etc. There's a directory. You can also search the premium domains alphabetically, and you can also search the premium domains by price. So that's if you want a pretty expensive, excellent domain for your brand. Or even lots of speculators even buy from our market and flip the domains. They go out and sell them to whoever they want at a profit. So that's the premium domain search section.
Okay.
The second important section of the site is the domain registration search section. From there, well, you can type in exactly what you're looking for, and if it's not available, our patented NameFind software will deliver you optional domains for registration.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also include the .net or .info, .biz, etc., to see if you prefer one of those alternatives.
You said your alternative search software is a patented thing, so it does something different than, let's say, if we went to register.com.
Actually, what happens is that we invented this technology a long time ago. We patented it. The technology that gives people suggestions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we invented it, and everybody else in the world copied it.
Literally.
But it's not that bad because we actually get licensing fees from a large portion of the people.
Oh, excellent.
That's a great service for people because oftentimes they can't think of them. Think of all the combinations of domain names. I know it's a very difficult process, and I know a lot of small businesses struggle with this every day. I know Dana and I have struggled with it through the years, too, of trying to find a good name. Do you see the market for good names declining to the point where there becomes a problem? I mean, I kind of see it kind of moving in a direction where, especially as more small businesses get online, that there's going to be a lot of conflict under different domain names. Everybody's going to want a .com, but not everybody can have a .com.
I'd like to dispute that.
Okay.
There's 250,000 people who can have an excellent .com today if they want to come and buy one.
Okay.
But you cannot get one for cheap anywhere unless you come up with a very proprietary expression that nobody else could have ever thought of before, then you can have whatever you want. But if you want to use a simple expression like flatscreens.com, moneynow.com, physicalbeauty.com, just reading a couple off the site, usinsurance.com. You just can't register those because somebody owns them, either us or somebody else. Most of the sites are being used. In our case, the advantage is that nobody's using any of these sites. So therefore, you can actually buy them and use them instantly for your own brand. But as far as inventing one off your head and registering it, again, it would just have to be an extremely proprietary expression in order for it to be available for registration. It would have to be an alternative TLD. It wouldn't be a .com. They're one or the other.
And I'd like to take that just a bit further. I've often, everybody wants a value, so they would love it if they only had to pay $8.95 a year or $35 a year or whatever. I mean, they'd still have to pay that anyway, but they wouldn't have to pay anything for the domain. However, a company that will work really hard, maybe not get the right domain because they could just it was available and they didn't want to buy it, they'll turn around and spend $10,000 on a website. Well, really, isn't the most important thing the name?
Yeah, the actual domain name is the most important part.
Because people won't come to your website.
I mean, they complement each other perfectly. I mean, you're talking about somebody's brand here, and you know, serious companies with serious revenue, to them, their brand is everything. So they have to have the perfect name and a really nice website design backing it up. But, no, it doesn't make any sense to have a really nice, expensive website and a junky domain name. That is poor marketing. And that was my point about how the marketing people have come around over the last couple of years, where a few years ago they didn't recognize the importance and the need to spend for a good domain name, whereas they probably got fired if they had too bad of a domain name and their replacement knew to get a good one.
That's right.
What's amazing about it is I've seen companies change their company names to fit a domain name. And that really tells you the power of those domain names moving forward, too, is that if a company can't get a domain name that fits their current existing company name, then they're looking at the alternatives. They're like saying the domain name is the most important thing.
Right, and that, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because if the name of their company, that's a domain that they can't buy for any price because somebody else is using it.
Exactly.
It seems to actually make a lot of sense to change your company name if you're going to do a portion of your marketing on the internet, which almost every company will eventually do.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, are you ever faced with a person that wants to buy one of your domains, or rather they want one of your domains, but they say, that's my trademarked name? what do you do in that situation, or has that ever come up?
Well, it comes up. It's been handled judiciously.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It rarely comes up because if you look at our site, our names are just extremely generic. Again, moneynow.com.
Yes.
You know, made.com.
Yeah, and it's probably difficult to have a trademark on some of those, too, because they're so generic.
It's difficult to have a valid trademark.
Yeah,
Most of the people don't even have a trademark. They have a trade name. They trade as that business name, but they don't actually have a trademark because they're generic words and they're not trademarkable. like you know, genetictests.com. You know, you can't get a trademark on it. You can name your business Genetic Tests, but the trademark office won't give you a trademark on it because it's a generic expression. Like, you know, the vast majority of the entire site is, it's all generic expressions on purpose. It's the only way to profit on it for one thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Mike Mann is on the phone with us. He's president of buydomains.com. More in a moment. You're listening to Web Talk Guys Radio. Everybody comes to Hi, this is Web Girl Dana of Web Talk Guys Radio. Now, I have a tip for you out there if you get a lot of spam in your inbox, and I can tell you how to get it down to zero, guaranteed. See, my solution is the very powerful software plugin called Mail Wiper, and it cleaned my inbox of all of those hundreds of unwanted emails that I get every day, and it does it 24/7. Mail Wiper currently works with Outlook and Outlook Express from Microsoft, and it supports multiple email accounts. So just stop hitting the delete button. Do your part to fight spam. Mail Wiper can be downloaded and installed in just a few seconds and set up within a half an hour. There are no monthly or annual fees either, and you can get your life back. I know I did, and I'm very happy, and so is my husband. So go to mailwiper.com right now, and you can save over 40% off the regular $49.95 price, because you can get Mail Wiper now for $29.95, and you can go to mailwiper.com and get it right there. Mail Wiper comes with a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee, and you know what? It has free technical support. That's amazing. So save over 40% off the $49.95 price and get Mail Wiper now for $29.95 at mailwiper.com.
Welcome back to the Web Talk Guys World Radio Show, and my name is Rob Greenlee, and we're at webtalkguys.com.
And this is Dana Greenlee. Mike Mann is with us. He's president of buydomains.com, and we're talking with him about the domain name industry.
What do you think of VeriSign's recent changes going after the unassigned domain names out there and trying to hijack those? What's your thought on that?
It's just unbelievable how they would believe that they have the right to steal every single internet address in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of our business is web traffic. So, you know, we have made.com and people type that in. And if we refer that business back out to a search engine or a website, let's say we could get a couple cents each, and that could build up to be a, you know, a significant check at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
VeriSign Network Solutions, they don't have to pay a cent. They just stole every single possible combination of letters
yeah.
that anybody could accidentally type in, and that was because the government handed them a monopoly years ago, and they've been abusing it over and over and over, and the government does not hold them to account for anything. It's the biggest joke I've ever seen, and you know, there's lots of people suing them. And
so are you involved in that whole process? You know, are you filing a lawsuit against them as well?
No.
No?
Not.
You're not going to get involved in the fray?
I mean, I'm going to comment on it, but I'm not going to get involved because, you know, we have had issues with them in the past, but this one, you know, obviously blindsided everybody, and it's extremely unfair trade, and many of the other things they do are extraordinarily unfair. It's all very well documented. Us and most of our competitors have documented all their illegal abuses over the years, delivered them to the Department of Commerce, delivered them to the FTC, delivered them to the Department of Justice, delivered them to all the senators and the congressmen, delivered them to ICANN, who's supposed to regulate them.
But are they?
Nobody has ever done a thing to them. It's just the insider's club of stealing the internet. Yeah, well, if you go to our website, there's a link that says customer comments, and these are literally customer comments. These are what our customers emailed us, and talks a lot about their experiences working with a monopoly that has no financial incentives to do better,
because
they get to steal all the money, the domains, the traffic, whatever they want to do, so they just get paid anyway. They have no incentive to give good services or anything like that, because they get free money at the government's blessing, and they're not regulated or held to account for anything. And everybody knows it. That's the funny thing about it. Everybody knows it, and no government entity or ICANN doesn't do a thing about it.
Well, I think what we all need to do is keep pressure on ICANN and keep pressure on everybody that has a stake in that whole process to make sure that they are fair and do it right, because that's the only way it's going to change.
I agree. I mean, pressure needs to continue, but the pressure really has been on for a long time for various other schemes they came up with.
Sure.
This is another outrageous new one they came up with, but again, there's just been no response. I mean, the impression we get is ICANN is, you know, subtly controlled by Network Solutions because they can't stop anything they do, and Network Solutions feeds them. It funds them. Funds ICANN, and anytime ICANN attempts to do even the smallest bit of regulation, Network Solutions thumbs their nose at ICANN and basically says, you have no power or authority to tell us what to do. We're going to do whatever we want. And sure enough, they do exactly whatever they want.
What do you think the future is of the top-level domains? Is there going to be any new ones come out over the next couple of years? And how do you think that the international aspect of all that is going to come into play? Is there going to be domain names you can get, you know, that have foreign languages in them soon?
Well, there already are.
Okay.
New TLDs will continue to be rolled out, and they will all dilute each other. You know, each one will become worth less along with all the other ones every time a new one comes out, and it adds to the confusion. And therefore, we believe that it enhances the value of the domains at buydomains.com, because that's where there's a flight to quality. When everybody's confused and there's a bunch of junky names all over that nobody knows what their relevance are or whether it's going to be a good brand for them, you can always come to buydomains.com. You can get all the best domains related to your industry, and it'll end in .com. Or if it ends in .net, it'll be, you know, the best of the best .net. It's a sure thing. It's a sure way to get an excellent brand tomorrow, as opposed to maybe one day getting some strange alternative TLD that you're not going to know what to do with when you get it.
Is there any suggestions or anything that a person could kind of find out themselves what a domain name they have? Maybe they prospected back in the early days. I don't know if that's happening so much now. To find out if that's even worth selling. And clarify to me, can we approach buydomains.com and say, I have one, or do you only buy in blocks of auctions?
Well, actually, that's an interesting point, is huge numbers of people do put their names up for sale on our site. Anybody can put their name up on our site for free, actually.
Oh, okay.
All somebody has to do who wants to put their name for sale is change their name servers to buy-this-domain.net, and then another name server, domain-is-4-sale.net. If they change those name servers, the domain will automatically be added for sale, and they can accept requests online. We don't take any commission for it at all.
You don't?
Oh, right.
Now, why wouldn't you?
The reason it's good for us, well, first of all, it's an affinity for us because we want to bring more people into the buydomains.com fold.
Mm-hmm.
But secondarily, there's advertising benefit for us, essentially. If people put those name servers there, it resolves to a site that we control where they can take their requests and things like that. But again, it just resolves to a buydomains-associated site, and therefore, we can do it for free because we get this little value out of it. We're not making really any profit off doing that particular service, but we offer it for anybody in the world, but, it was initially meant just for our registration customers, where people register large volumes of domains on our website, and then they can put them up for sale immediately on our website, or they can transfer the names they already own and put them up for sale for free. But we expanded it to include basically anybody in the world who sets up their domain servers appropriately can get the free for sale listing through our service. And it's also searchable on our site, by keyword, for example.
Speaking of not making a profit on something, you're a very philanthropic guy because you're also executive director of an organization called Grassroots, grassroots.org. Why don't you tell us about why you're involved with that and what it does?
Well, grassroots.org, first of all, has only been around probably less than a year now. I've been doing various charitable endeavors for some time. I decided the best way for me to do it was using kind of my internet skill sets, where I'm conducting my charitable activity over the internet through the entity grassroots.org, which is a 501c3 registered U.S. charity. We haven't solicited anybody for money at this point, but just for example, if somebody wanted to donate money, it's the kind of thing that's tax deductible.
That's good.
That's terrific.
We've purchased huge numbers of the best charitable related domain names, are all affiliated with grassroots.org. Crime.org is one of our websites.
And wow.
It has its own theme on it. It has its own content on it. Homeless.org is our website. It has a theme and content. Relief.org is our website. It has its own theme and its own content. They're all linked together with grassroots.org, and plus they're linked together with charities around the world that are interested in those subjects. What happens is charities come and they can receive from grassroots.org free web hosting, free email, a variety of free services that they ordinarily have to pay for. If they're a real charity, they get all this stuff for free, and then we link them to our site, they link us to their site. We're going to just build this out until all the charities in the world are affiliated with grassroots.org, and we're affiliated with them, and we provide them free services, and we're all linked together, pushing out content about social action. So far, all the expenses have come out of my pocket, so that's fine. I'm doing it, by design. I conduct corporate activities, and I use some of the profits from it to do charitable activities.
That's really cool, because so many people and corporations don't give back, and by the way, I just love that domain, grassroots.org, because it encompasses everything from, from the Red Cross to hunger to, homelessness, like you were mentioning. It's a good name.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We have, one of the sites we have, it's called rocktheworld.com, for example, and we're going to try to tie in, popular musicians within that site, put some of their music on there, get them to talk about social issues, get them to hopefully trump grassroots.org when they're on tour, potentially.
Yeah.
We want to tie a lot of different types of social activists and charitable organizations into the grassroots.org and have a large distributed network providing services and delivering information to people.
Mike, it was great having you on the show with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Great to actually speak with you. I've been following your site for a long time at buydomains.com and actually grassroots.org. So go check out Mike's sites.
You're listening to Web Talk Guys Radio.
And thank you for joining this week. We'll see you around the net.
Thank you for downloading the Web Talk Guys.
Bookmark us now for next week. Same Web Talk Guys time, same Web Talk Guys channel.